Judy, Sam should be here too.
What?
I just talked to him. He should be getting on now.
Okay, I'm not gonna hold my breath. I'm sure he will. Okay, so we can add him to the role as we go. So I'm gonna call this meeting to order at 6:15. And would you go ahead and take the, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. You have your flag there, Mr. Garofalo. Let's see it. Where do we have a thing? Okay, fine, record us. Okay, using Mark's flag, let's do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag, the United States of America.
And to the Republic, which is one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. And now, would you please take roll, Louise?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Bowers?
Here.
Mr. Carloni?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Forte?
Here.
Mr. Gray is excused or absent?
Excused.
Mr. Blurba?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Patel is absent. Ms. Pertoso?
Here.
Mr. Palastro?
Here.
There
and
is.
Ms. Sebchak?
Here.
You have a quorum, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much, Louise.
You're welcome.
Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda? I haven't seen the agenda. So I don't have any. Oh, this is a nice agenda. There's nothing wrong with me. Is there anything that you need to still add to tonight, or are we set with this agenda? I can't hear you. You're on mute.
So I think Board of Ed, it's already, the city part, we can continue, but I'm not really in Board of Ed part because I just want to learn a little bit more how historically was done and how we, you know, how we doing the specific Board of Education items. I would like to learn from your past experience a little bit more.
Okay, so you don't have any additions or changes or deletions to the agenda? Okay, anyone else? Okay, so we will close that. Is anyone from the public who wishes? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone? Public speaking? No. Close the public portion. Our first item on the agenda is for the Fire Marshal Department, 3400. And he would like to transfer, so I would like to hear a motion to transfer $1,000 from his education line, 3400-280-0280, into his supplies and equipment line, 3400-390-0390. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Ray?
Carlo,
okay. Third one, I can't see him. Okay, and who seconded it?
I'll second it, Chris.
Chris second, okay. So the vehicle?
Yeah.
They're gonna teach the vehicle something? That would be silly.
Brakes.
Teach it how to
brake. For the brakes.
That would be good. Braking is good. I think all vehicles in the city of Derby should be able to brake on command and quickly, right? All right. I am assuming then that he got extra money in his supplies so he can afford to do that, correct? Oh, no, he's moving it to supplies, so he has extra in his education. Okay. Any questions from the crew? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Our youth services have an additional grant, so we would like to increase our revenue side So I need a motion for us to increase our revenue side by $7,102.79. That's the $6,230.231. And by the same amount, increase the appropriation side, which is the $9,200.460.0468 youth service programs. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Sam. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
That's okay. Motion by Sam.
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. I think this is pretty much money in and we're just plopping it in there, right? Anything special we need to know?
It's a new grant, not really much into it. I think we have a John Sacco there. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. Looks pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't think John's here, so I think, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Parks and Recreation, the Ryan Complex. Is that what we're calling it now? Or is this a different complex? I'm so confused. Is Ryan the same as Payton? No? Are those synonymous, Ryan and Payton? I don't know. All right.
I think that kind of is irrelevant. I just park this particular appropriation into specific department, which is Park and Recreation. We need to have grant to we paid for this particular expense, and we looking for reimbursement from the state.
Right.
So it's gonna be wash, but we also need to recognize additional revenue which will come from the department from DEEP. And I think this was some kind of old story about settlement with AstroTurf Corporation.
Okay.
And this is the final result, I think the settlement. So when we spend money on settlement, we basically wanna request money from the state. So temporary, I put it in a department 5200 to pay, and we basically wash with that when we receive the grant.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to increase our revenue side for miscellaneous intergovernmental grants $6,650.6524 by the amount of $337,289.75, and increase the appropriation side by that same amount using account 5200-390-0012, showing up as Ryan. It's also the Payton. It's our account, the 5200 for Payton. Ryan, it's kind of all one big deal. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second. Carlo.
Hi, Carlo. Has everybody got, so we're getting some money from somewhere and yep. We're going to be spending it on the Ryan Complex, correct? To just summarize?
Yeah.
So this is money, this is money that has been spent already or not yet?
So we made a payment for $337,000, and it's Derby High School multipurpose field running track surfacing. So I don't know, I don't think it just, why you see the Payton?
No, I was just saying, just for our understanding of what we're doing, we call it Payton since we put up, but it's at Ryan Field, so no, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we were all on the same page.
So yes, we had we already paid this fraternity to get the settlement done, and it's already expensed. That's why it sits in a. When you look at, I provided information on a appropriation summary. We mm-hmm. basically don't have a budget for it, so that's why I'm looking for a budget increase on a revenue and expenditure side.
Okay. So we know we already have it then tied up that it's coming in. So we're just waiting for the money to get here to plop
yeah.
in.
Okay. So we paid already for it.
Yes.
And do we know what that was for again? For the turf field?
It's for turf field, yeah.
Okay.
The track, running track, I think.
Right, the track, yes.
It's when you run around the field. On the outside kind of field. Any other questions on that?
Yeah, when the money comes in, where does it go to?
To the budget line we just creating.
Yeah, the one there, the miscellaneous intergovernmental grants.
Okay.
Now, is that a new account that you've created, Agata?
And that's why I want to mention, I created new account. I just don't want to put this amount of money in a miscellaneous little stuff. I think it's important to recognize that we're getting grants and it has to be really visible on the face of the, you know, budget kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I would rather have many more accounts than someone might think we need than not enough accounts, because then you just lose track. So any other questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number 9, the police department. We're back in that same place. We've all got grants coming in here like crazy. This is all for the body cameras. But here we're adding a special working balance. So let me get a motion on the table first and we can discuss. So do I hear a motion? Come on, Jenny. Do I hear a motion to increase our revenue side, miscellaneous intergovernmental grant, $6,650.6524. The amount of $59,645.50. And to transfer that same amount from the special working balance, $8,400, $390, $391, all ending up in body cameras and licenses, $3,100, $470, $0476.
I'll make motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Seconded by Brian.
Seconded by Brian. This doesn't work for me though, because there's something not right here.
Drew, do you have a quick question before you start, if you don't mind?
Sure.
The 58 or 59,000 from the special working balance, did we earmark that for this purpose or no?
I don't believe so. But see, I'm not understanding is we've increased the revenue side by 59, but we're moving all the other is already in the budget.
So won't this put us out of balance? You already have money in special working balance, correct?
Yep, but not earmarked for this necessarily.
Yes, so the body cameras bills were already spent. We had to pay. They already installed. They're working. I had to pay those expense, $119,000 we paid. And this, when we paid in a few months, Jerry will get reimbursement of 50% of money spent from the state. However, it's only 50%, and I need to find out additional money for 50%. So I don't really have anywhere to go, and special working balance is where you usually have contingency for this kind of situation. I assume we never really budgeted for this line.
Well, I think, Agata, I don't think you were here when we did this one. I wanna just ask Judy, if you don't mind, I don't mean to interject. Did we earmark this money when Chief Narowski came to us when we were doing the budget with the anticipation of this coming down the line, having to give 50% of the money? Is this money earmarked? Did we put something in the special working balance and that's why she's calling up for it? I mean, Jerry's not here right now, but.
I don't think we did.
I think I remember something like that happening.
No, because he kept coming to us, as I recall, saying this is coming and it's going to be mandatory. And we talked sometime about will it go in your budget? Will it go through capital planning? I don't think we ever set this in stone where this, we knew it was coming. We knew we'd have to do it, but I don't think we ever set up. I don't remember.
This is Ray. I sat in, going back now, this is probably 3 months ago, in a Board of Aldermen meeting I called into, and Jerry was, or maybe I listened to the playback, and Jerry was on there. It sounded like, again, he was tipping us off that it was coming. I think he was also, he was going to try to capitalize it. And it sounded as though the Capitol Committee never met. So it just sort of hung out there. And I think he was under a deadline that he had to have these by state law in place and operational. So it sounded like, from what I listened to, it kind of fell through the cracks because the Capitol Committee never met due to, you know, but different stuff.
It was never requested.
Put this onus on the Capitol Committee if that's the case.
What's that?
We should put this onus on the Capitol Committee then if that's the case.
Yeah, I think it should be a capital thing. The thing is, the special working balance, Agata, is where we park money that we anticipate coming during the budget process. The working balance, that's the one you're thinking of. That's where we just put extra money in case something pops up for a contingency, okay? But not the special. The special is earmarked. The other one is open, just so we have a little, it's like our petty cash.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I said that, because she's trying to pull it from the special. Did we earmark it? I don't remember earmarking that money.
So I'm going to use different. I'm going to use the... I'm not going to use special. I'm going to use working balance, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this still needs to fall to capital. I think that if you try to move this right now, I don't know about you guys on the board, but for me, I think it's a moot point. I will either table this or I'm going to vote no.
Yeah, I don't
just
feel.
Just know ahead of time where I'm going with this right now.
I agree with you.
Yeah, this just seems a little awkward, and it's not. I'm not saying it's your fault, Agatha. I'm just saying that. I just think this is something we've just kind of been, it's been coming, but we just never, we got to get the Capital Planning Committee's got to get going.
So have they met? So when we set the budget, I remember we were going back and forth. They still hadn't met. And I know Keith had left and all of that. Have they met since then, since May, June?
No one met.
Okay. And then
when Keith left and Patty passed,
right,
it kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Okay. And then one last, just to throw this out there, from the Board of Aldermen meeting, I know they were discussing whether or not this could be funded out of the money from the relief package. They didn't seem to know. I don't know if that question ever got resolved, but I know they were trying to figure out whether the $50,000 that the city has to pay could come from that monies. And I don't know where that landed.
Right. Yeah, I think, I mean, we absolutely know we know we got the 60 from the state or the feds, or it's coming, and we have to put in our 60 and we have to do this. That's all well and good. But I think, where are we going to pull our portion out of? I don't think that's ready yet. I think, and I'm not sure who exactly has to jump in to decide that, but I don't feel comfortable with this.
And also taking almost 60,000 out of the working balance so early in the budget is also can lead to problems down the road as well, because we're not, it's not like we're only 1 or 2 months away from the end of the year. We're pretty much just in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
When does this need to get paid back by? I mean, we want to make sure that we're in decent standing. So
we already paid.
Operational. They already bought them.
Right.
So someone has to pay, either capital. So I understand we don't have much money in working capital, working balance.
It just working balance wasn't intended for that. It's when something extraordinary pops up that we just have no choice. This is not extraordinary. This has been coming. So I think this is a matter of, that'll be a great task for the new tax board, is to want to push anything over on the new tax board.
So we have to find money anyway, we apply some of the, for example, I was thinking like if the LOSIP, for example, can be used for this, is it worth it to find a other way of getting this money back into the, to the city? But I don't know exactly if ARPA money will cover this. I don't think so. We can ask around.
You have two avenues that I see, Agatha. Either the Capital Planning Meeting meets and they assign part of it to this, which they can do, Or they, I'm not sure who is the expert on the funds we're getting from the government because of all of the COVID, but we're getting a lot of money. I would think we have money in there.
Yeah. That we but could the truth is a capital planning committee, it's a planning process. We already pay the bill. So that's my dilemma, how you plan for something you already spend.
So what account did the money come out of if we already paid the bills?
Yeah, thank you, Carlo. That was my question.
I use police budget because hoping that in future, when you look at the future operation, this camera, installed cameras need to be maintained and license has to be bought, purchased on annual basis. So either eventually we're going to have a line item on police, but in police budget to maintain those body cameras and licenses. So I think we need to have this in future budget anyway, set up, not for this amount, but it's something has to be operational. So it will be eventually operating budget related to bodies, cameras.
So that body camera line so is a new question. Line item.
Did you move, sorry, Sam. Did you move the money from, so over $100,000 from what area of the police budget? And was the chief notified that that much money, because that's a lot of money to be moved. Or did it come from different lines and it all totaled $100,000 or over the amount, or how did that work?
So basically decency said that we already have cameras, we have to pay. We cannot just hold the invoices because we don't have a budget line. I think that's not how business operates. We just need to find a way of.
Yeah, but I'm saying, where did the money come from? Because the money had to come from somewhere to be paid. So what account in the police line budget did the money come from?
So I created this line 4070-0476 just for camera because we already have paid the bills. We had to pay the bills. I cannot pay the bills without line item. I was forced to pay.
When was the bill due by, Agata? When was it due by?
It was due a long time ago. I think it was October.
Yeah. See, that's why I think the tax board needed to be meeting more, because we should have met like at our September meeting and said, oh, we got this bill coming due. What are we going to do? And then we would have scurried around and says, oh, we can take it out of this money over here or this capital planning. They're going to have to meet. So we kind of, it kind of defaulted to this procedure because nobody was meeting. So, and I know it's weird times with the COVID and everything, but.
So how did that, Judy, how did that much money get moved without this board's approval?
It's a mandatory thing. Yeah, I think.
Or how were lines created without this board's approval as well? Because yeah, usually the procedure is, even if a line needs to be created, we're usually notified and either vote, 99% of the time we vote for it, but we're at least aware of that new line being created and where the money is coming from to be put into that new line and so forth, so on.
So, yeah, I mean, we're literally the owner of the budget and we're the owner of the chart of accounts in that respect. So, I think it's just setting up, getting the procedures down again. There's too much going on.
So, if someone purchases body cameras, and send them the bills, what I should be doing?
We should have met as soon as that happened, at that regular meeting. We should have said, "Oh, we've had to do this. I got to pay."
We were not meeting.
Huh?
But we were not meeting.
That's I'm not sure why, because apparently we had stuff to look at. So I'm not understanding. I've kind of been outside of the perimeter since the COVID thing. So I don't know. That remains to be seen. So I would say on this particular one, I would entertain a motion to table this till your next meeting. I think we need to find out where to come from, as Carlo was saying, how do we pay this and how should we do it so we can kind of put that back.
Well, Judy, the payment's been made already, from my understanding.
I know, but then we can transfer the funds behind it to make sure that it ends up coming out of the right spot.
But we still haven't figured out where the money came from.
Carlo,
no, I'm saying so we're not going to figure that out here tonight, Carlo, is what I mean.
Carlo, just so I'm clear, I think $59,000 came from a grant, right, that we get. It was a one-time grant, and then we have to come up with the $59,000.
Yeah.
But yeah. We don't have to come up with the whole $119,000.
No. But we already paid out.
No, we do. We have to come up with the $119,000.
Correct.
You got to come up with the total up front, and then we get
reimbursed later.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, but that money's already been spent from some account that we're not sure about. Where it came from.
Where it came from, right. I wish Jerry was in here. He would know where it came
from. Yeah, I was hoping that Jerry was explaining that what the motion behind. What I understand is a state mandate, and he was giving enough notice that we purchasing this. But yeah, I didn't have a line item.
Yeah, no.
But I don't think the problem is that we purchased it. I think the problem is that we weren't notified, and we don't know how, I guess, we purchased it. From
I wasn't notified also. I was just... was presented with bills. So I maybe missed something, but
did the chief present you with the bill?
Yeah, it was sent it to me. Yeah.
Did he tell you what account to take the monies out of?
I think she said it's not from his account, but I said I don't have other account to use, so I have to really use his function, because it's really function of the police. I cannot just put it anywhere else. By the nature of functionality of the departments, this was the only place I would put body cameras and anticipating future licenses related to this. So temporary, yes, it's over, his budget is higher. Even maybe he not intended to have this in his budget, but I don't have any other place to put this line.
So the money wasn't taken from any other budget lines that we approved?
No, it just goes directly to police line.
But we don't have that I'm aware of, a general police line, right, Judy?
No.
And then where did that money come from to go into this general police line is what I'm confused about as well.
I guess no one really budgeted this before, and you know, that's the dilemma we're having.
Yeah, but where did the money come from? We know it wasn't budgeted for. We know it was kind of kicked around the curb and fell through the cracks, but we paid it, right?
Yes. So
where did that money get transferred to or from in order to actually pay the vendor for the bill?
It's a city pick up the bill for first the full amount.
But we have to assign an account to that.
Yeah, from what account though? We couldn't just say the city's paying $100,000 from nowhere. It had to say the city is paying $100,000 from said account.
What I would rather see, I think the way to do it is we still have money in the capital planning account, right? Miscellaneous capital. If they haven't met, I say, we've got the money coming in from the government, the 59. I think we should transfer 59 out of the miscellaneous capital, which is the capital planning account, which is there. And this is what this is. And that way it's at least done correctly.
But where are we transferring it to?
To this new account, which we can approve as we go. I agree that she make a new account, body cameras and licenses within the police department, because there's going to be a lot of expenses and a lot of it's going to be operating expense.
Right. But Judy, but if that account's already there, that's been created for, which I agree it has to be there.
Yeah.
It had to get funded somehow. So where did it come from? Do you see what I'm saying? So if we move the 60,000 or around 60 from capital, which I agree would be a wise decision. If they don't meet, that's not our fault. We have to keep going with the city's budget. But we already paid it, so that $60,000 already is out. So if we're moving $60,000 into this account, we're moving it for no reason because it's already been paid.
You have to move
the train of thought here.
I know.
Chair.
We work on a budgetary basis, so even if it's paid, we still have to create budget for it.
Yeah, but that $60,000 came from somewhere. No? But where did it come from? That's my thing. We didn't approve any transfer of any amount from one line to another, or from one department to another, or from a special working balance to the police department. So that money had to come from somewhere. So where did that money come from? Because if we move it from general capital, which I don't have a problem with, we already paid the bill. So there's really no need to move it unless we have to refund someone. And we have to refund someone because we paid $60,000 or $100,000, whatever what we paid out. Right, so Jimmy?
Rosaga, did you just pay it out of the general fund, perhaps? Not pay it out of the budget? If you paid it out of the budget, Agata, Carlos' point is, and well taken, it
had to come we out have of only the line. One. We have only one place. Only paying out of general fund budget their accounting. It's only one place. We don't have other accounts to pay from. This is only one account we're paying from. It's a general fund budget.
We don't mean the bank account, though. We mean for the budget, all these divisions in here, somebody's now short $60,000.
No, we're floating. This is the float of cash we have in general fund. We're floating our expense. We just need to cover the cost by moving moving budgetary items to cover this expense. We anticipating a grant. And if you want to use capital money, it would be nice to have a transfer from capital just to cover this expense.
Okay, I get it. So yeah, I think we're having a couple conversations at the same time. So I think we're all on the same page now that the money was taken from the general fund, right? That's where the money came from. So Carlos, is that right?
Apparently, but at first when we started a conversation, it came from the police department budget.
Which is general fund budget.
Oh, I think Carlos' question is what expense line was it applied to, right? Was it police supplies?
Yeah, exactly. We want to know what expense line is now $60,000 less than it was when we set the budget.
That's the question.
Yes. Thank you, Ray. We're not talking about the bank account or the general. We're talking about we set a budget and all that money is in all these different expense lines.
Sorry. So I'm not sure if I presented the summaries, appropriation summary, which shows $0 in police department. It's a no budget was set up for this body cameras. So in order to balance this expenditure, I need to move $119,000 into police department to cover this already paid bills.
I understand.
So the police department took $100,000. Do you have a the expenses equals for 100,019? That's what we need to raise the budget to pay these invoices, not half of the money.
So right, so some department or some line item in some department is missing spent $100,000 and is now behind $100,000.
We're not taking money from other departments.
Agata, that we don't have though. See, there's no reason having a budget if we'll just dip in and say, okay, here, take this $59,000. It's all been put on expense lines for the control.
Where are we dipping
of
from, too? Where did the dip come from?
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
May I?
Yes. Go ahead, Mark.
So in Derby speak, so in the language I think that's familiar to the tax board.
Yeah.
This the concept of these body cams was approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Yes.
There was no request at budget time. Go back.
No, there wasn't.
There was none. So now I'm sorry, I've been in and out doing other things, but I know it sounds like it's a stressful conversation here. So the truth is, it sounds like there's a bill I think there's a bill, or there will be a bill.
There was a bill, and it's been paid.
Well, but you have never appropriated any funds for it.
Correct.
And the grant part of it, it's a reimbursement grant. So we have to pay the bill first and then apply. So the idea, and we may or may not get the money back. That's what has always been represented by the chief.
Correct, but that's not what we're talking about.
She has already paid for it, though, Mark. So we're trying to figure out what was it paid out of what expense line, so that we can.
I think what she's saying is that it was not paid out of a line that was appropriated. It was basically paid out of the general fund.
Right.
That's how do There's we just no, move that amount
but,
of money?
But
out
can
of
we do
fund?
That? I mean, we shouldn't be able to just to pay stuff out of the general fund. Then why do we have a budget?
And so in Derby speak, that's not how we've ever done it before.
But also, I mean, to move that much money, why don't we have an approval from this board?
Yeah, I don't know that. That would be the correct question.
Because if you've already taken it out of the general fund, there's nothing we need to move now into body cameras and licenses. If we move $60,000 from the general fund in there, and we're waiting for the grant in there, it's taken care of. It's flying under the budget.
Well, but it won't show up anywhere. It might be out of sequence, but really, it does need to be appropriated to somewhere. I think the issue is it's just out of order. The sequence
The issue is also that there was a transfer of a large amount of money without anyone knowing, and how can that be taking place? So we're not talking about $5,000, we're talking about over $100,000 moved from an area that it shouldn't be moved to pay a bill. Of course, we have to pay our bills, but the whole purpose of this board is to keep track of where that money comes from.
You're right. No argument from this office.
I mean, if this is done,
that brings up an accounting issue too. Checking on making sure that the money is coming out of an approved motion from this board, or a motion or an agreement set upon by the board of aldermen?
Yeah, I see now what Mark is saying. Yeah, I don't like the way it was done, but I understand now. So, if the money already came out of our general fund, we have to now show where we would have taken it out of the general fund. So, I think this would work if we change the special working balance to the miscellaneous income instead, miscellaneous capital. It should not come out of special working balance, and we don't have money for that in there.
So are we in agreement now that the money came out of the general fund?
I think so. Does that sound right, Agnes? So the money came out of the general
fund. I have no other accounts to pay this bill for, so I had no really options.
And you didn't assign an expense line to it because you didn't have one, right?
Because I didn't have any, this was unexpected something. I learned that there are bills to pay. Okay. So
we want to get $120,000 into the body cameras and licenses in the 3100 account. We need to get that in there because we've already spent it. So we now need to show what we put in there when we moved it around.
Yeah, but that was just going to be a paper motion. We're not actually going to have to move any money.
Right. But now we have a trail. Saying, back then we got this grant, it's $59,000, and we took $59,000 out of capital planning, expenses, and we moved it into this new account called body cameras and licenses, ba-bam.
But by making that motion, Judy, we're moving another $100,000.
No, it's just paper.
Even though it's been spent,
so we're moving the money that's already spent.
Yeah, but it's already been paid out. So if we move again another $100,000, that means
$100,000 shows up of coming out of anywhere, Cardo. See, that's why. It came out of the general fund, but it never came out of our budget. So we're now syncing up the fact it came out of the general fund. We have to show, what part of the budget's it coming from? And by doing this, we do that. Now, I understand now. I don't like that we're doing it after the fact and that the capital planning committee is meeting and said, et cetera, et cetera. But this would be correct, I think. What do you think, Ray?
No, yeah, that sounds right. I mean, I'm looking at our agenda. We need to put the 119, I think, expense under body cameras and licenses.
Mm-hmm.
We offset it when we get the grant back.
Mm-hmm.
The process is all wrong, but remember, Agata is new. I don't know if someone reviewed with her the process of when a particular expense or when she has to come, when something has to come before this board.
Yeah.
But just to clarify on the grant, did we get the grant?
No, it's got to be applied for, right? We get the body cameras, we pay for them, then somebody submits the paperwork, and if approved by the state, then we get the grant back.
May I ask a question? So if, when board approved this mandatory spending, never a board assigned a line item for this?
We never approved it. We never were asked.
According to Mark.
The Board of Aldermen did. Well, the Board of Aldermen.
We have a two-part process. The Board of Aldermen had to approve it, the legislative body, but a bill can't be paid unless the money is appropriated by the tax board first. That is the process.
Okay, so basically when board approved, this was never brought to attention to tax board and purchase happened.
Right.
Correct.
So we just kind of got left out of the loop, which is...
Well, and there were a few meetings you didn't have, so it didn't make its way through. I don't know.
That's what the meetings are, is to keep on top of this kind of thing.
Right. So that's the process that we need to make clear, right? Because it's the process that Agata would say to Mark, we have an agenda item for the tax board, and even if that's the only agenda item, we should still have met.
Yeah, but we've got a few times tried to get the quorum, and that's fine. That's kind of I'm learning, but I think I was thinking that you know, first thing, like if you asking for money and spending money, first thing I was thinking going to tax board, because there is a money has to be moved really or appropriated. So, okay, that's fine. This was very unexpected. I need to get this on books. That's my goal.
Right. Agata, think of it this way. When we set the budget, we're saying this amount that we can fund with the mill rate, that this is the amount of money and this is how it has to go out. So we own that setting, so to speak. So anything that varies from what we initially set has to come through us, because otherwise it's changing what we set the mill rate to.
No, we have to allocate for the entire amount, right? Because we didn't get the grant yet. Correct. So we can't allocate, what is it, $53,000. We have to allocate the $119,000.
The money's already been spent, though, so the allocation's already done with.
Right, but we just have to make sure that full number gets pushed over.
Now, Judy, does that mean that the money that was already spent has to get refunded back to the general fund then? Because if we're appropriating it, it makes sense.
It's already out of the general fund. We're just now saying where the line is that we should have used when we did that. In other words, it was done without a line, and now we're saying that line should have been capital expenses.
So the motion we're making this evening, if we make a motion, will not be to move any money, just to show that where the money that's already been spent has come from. Because if we move more money, then we're double dipping in a way.
We're not double dipping.
Yeah, we don't see what I'm saying, Judy? Really, Carlo. We change expense lines. We don't really move the money, so to speak.
We need to make sure that money is under that line item. That's kind of my concern.
Right, and we need to make sure that not another $100,000 is being moved to that line item either.
Why would we do that? I think we need to move $119,000 to that item.
There should be no reason why $100,000 was spent either.
No, Carlo, I think
nothing's been moved yet. So it's really, you're the only ones that have, the board is the only one that has the authority to move it. It was paid, that's a different thing.
It was paid out of the general fund, and now we're gonna make sure that it's reflected, that it's out of this budget, this licenses and body camera, which is where it's supposed to be against. When we figure out how to fund it, or the next board figures out how to fund it, whether it's from COVID relief money or part of the grant, but I think we do need to record the spends. We're not moving money. We're just showing where.
That money that was already spent, where it came from.
Yes.
For allotting it to. And I think it has to be $119,000, not $59,000, because we don't have the grant yet.
I agree. It is $119,000.
Me too.
And then when that does come in, then we add it to the grant side and we put it
reduce
back.
Reduce the expense. Yep.
I would say that the grant money are almost guaranteed. all municipality received body camera grant. If we don't get the grant, we can go and ask for more money. But my recommendation would be just counting that we're gonna get the grant, because that's why we most towns and cities receive grants. So why Derby wouldn't get the grant, which would be very unusual.
You have to show it getting paid out and then getting reimbursed through the grant.
That's why we paid to get the grant going. And on page, one of the pages in a packet, I think it's page 15, I included appropriation summary where the budget doesn't exist for the spending on camera, body camera, and I need to put the 4119 to offset the spending with the budgetary adjustment.
So do I hear a motion then to, where do we have enough money in the capital expenditures? I don't have a budget in front of me. In the, what account is that? The
3700.
3700, is it?
Yes, but yes, 3700, remember the capital expenditures are heavy. Anticipation is it's a big anticipation to spend this money. We definitely should be using the line, but it's not like we have a huge savings because the people are behind a year or two and getting their projects done. So I think it's good to use this line, but do we have extra money at this point? I don't think it's very, I would say.
There's one that's a general line, Agata. There's all the ones for each lease and the.
Yeah, but it's
a general line that we usually put.
Yeah, I will have positive. I was reviewing certain leases and certain capital projects, and I will tell you that you have a nice big savings somewhere, but it's not the line in capital.
So Judy, if the money's already been paid out of the general fund, why don't we just make the motion coming from the general fund then to that specific line item, because the money's already been paid out of there.
That's what I think we should do, if I understand what we're talking about correctly.
Yeah,
we've done that before. As long as we don't make a habit of it, because then our mill rate's not going to work. We're not going to have enough money, so we don't want to go down that road.
Well, I mean, we've been waiting for the capital committee, and I know there's extenuating circumstances, but we've been waiting
a long time.
Well, why don't we make the motion for there and then make a motion to move the money from the capital back to the general fund to account for the 100,000 or whatever the amount is. So you have exactly where the payment came from and then the reimbursement of where the payment came from.
That's what I'm thinking, is move it from capital planning into the general fund. I just don't know how much is in the miscellaneous capital planning. There's one line in there that's just a general line that can be assigned whatever. And I mean, it's not really our place to be spending money in the capital plan, but if they don't meet, I don't know what else you're going to do. The other one maybe would be to take it out of just the general fund. I don't know.
We're going to meet probably in with capital sooner when we establish capital planning committee. Definitely we start purchasing items. I think Board of Ed is purchasing van promise there. I don't know how many more things were promised to use this line. But we can use this. Eventually we can appropriate, more money later if we need. But that's definitely a capital item. Similar to vehicles we are looking for to purchase.
Just trying to remember how much we put in there.
It's a 200,000. We already, I think Gary was planning to purchase the promised vehicles. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of stuff going on there, and it's not clean cut.
Great.
It's not really something I would, it's straightforward because certain things were missed or, but that's the project we going through in December and January when we pulled things together for capital planning. But I think it's safe to just get this money in and see what happened next.
When we're talking about moving money in, the money's already been moved and spent. Well, the money's been spent, not moved. So we're really not technically moving anything because the dollar amount has already been expended.
We're reallocating the expense. Yeah, so correct. It looks so
we're just doing
the paperwork kind of behind what should have occurred first, because then we want to be put in a very strange and peculiar position that we are in now.
So
it also brings up the point of who is checking to make sure that when a transfer is made that it's been approved by this board or by some other authority in the city as well.
A good question. So what do you guys, so the motion as it stands isn't going to work. So we have to either go with the, we either have to table this motion. We could actually table it because it's not like the bill's waiting for us. You know, we could table the motion, or we could switch it from special working balance to capital planning, or we could switch it to the general fund. So somebody want to make a motion? We'll see how it works.
Brian Capola here. I make the motion to move the total amount for the body cameras from the capital.
From the capital planning?
Yes.
Miscellaneous capital into what, the 31 into the body cameras and licenses in the police department?
Correct.
Okay. So Brian has made a motion to transfer $119,291 from capital planning. I would need to know the number of that line.
So I want to make sure we are on the same page. What's a capital planning? It's a capital line, because in a system,
one line is general. Yeah.
3700s.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, so it's capital planning. I think it's a little bit different worded. The name of the account is 3700 and it's called miscellaneous capital.
Yes, but which line in that department is for the general capital? The others are all assigned to
account. General capital is 3744004446.
And have we spent anything out of that yet?
Yeah, we did. And we're going to spend more.
Well, I know that, but is there enough in there?
3700044406.
Okay. So who made that? Was it Brian?
Was that yeah, your... it was me.
Okay. So Brian's motion is to transfer $119,291 from the 3700440046, which is a general capital, into the police department 3100-470-0476 body cameras and licenses. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it. It's Ray.
Second by Ray. So I think we've
Madam Chair.
Yes.
The only concern.
The chief has said all the way along that it was this.
Pardon?
Mark, it looks like you're on mute.
Can you hear me okay?
Better now.
Okay. The chief has said this is not, has maintained this is not an operational budget. So it's probably better to leave it in the capital section of the budget so that it's a capital one-time expense. Otherwise, it's going to skew the police department budget and make it look like they were spending more money than they actually were. So because it's a one-time capital, it is, in fact, a capital expense. You're buying a one-time, not an operational expense.
Well, the licensing, et cetera, ongoing will be more of an operational. That is true. Yeah, they're going to look like they spent $120,000 more than they budgeted.
Judy, also, we don't know, like a few people have mentioned, we don't even know what money is already going to be paid out of that account either. So we might be shorten that account already before we even
It'll force that committee to meet.
That's what I'm hoping. I don't know
how you can spend any capital money at all. There's really, it feels like there's not even an approved capital budget for the year. No, nobody met.
I don't think so. No, Well, yeah, the whole thing is not, it's not set up correctly. So
the mayor is the chair of the Capital Planning Commission. So perhaps, Jody, maybe you could just impress upon him to get a meeting.
I'll give him a call. He's the chairman of every committee, Mark. I mean, literally, he's the chairman of every committee in the city. But he's not, you know.
Judy, how about this? How about I pull my motion? Yeah. And then I make a motion to table, because you know what? There are a lot of wheels in play here. You know, I just want to make sure that none of that money is earmarked or whatever. We don't want to get in any more trouble. So you just want to just table this. We'll talk to the mayor and we'll figure out exactly how best to allocate or reallocate that money.
I think that's safe, because it's not like we have a bill waiting for us. We've paid our bill. So we have a little time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I would like that. So you're retiring your motion, Brian, your original motion?
Correct. Yeah. And I'd like to make a new motion to table this until we get more information from the mayor.
Okay.
I'll second it.
You retire your second from the other one, Ray?
No, yeah, I guess. Agata, is that correct? This bill has been paid? Has it been paid?
Yes. So okay. The reason why I put this in this, because I had to pay the bill and code the invoice. So it doesn't matter where this money come from. Invoice is paid. We also can wait a few months until we appropriate this money, until when we get the grant back. It's going to be clear picture how much really money we need to appropriate. So the reason it's an agenda, I just didn't want to keep this out of the loop for you guys, and didn't want to wait for grant to come. But we also can wait for the grant to come and have a clear understanding what's left to be appropriated.
All right. So really, we're just deciding the accounting of it, which might be best since most of this board is turning over. It might be best for a new board to make these decisions. I don't know.
Someone has to make decision how we fund this remaining.
I think we all understand that. I think it's still a little fuzzy. It would be nice if there was a capital budget. And again, most of this group is turning over. This is our last meeting. So let the new administration, new tax board, decide how they want to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with Jerry, you know, I think would be nice if Jerry kind of, you know, give maybe next time overview how this came and how, what would be nice, how to approach this situation, because it's new to me. Usually it's money appropriated when getting stuff in, but this time it's the other way around. So we're going to figure out. That's not a big deal. It's just the way how we're going to put this in the budget.
All right, so we have a motion on the table to table number 9, which would be the 50% grant reimbursement for the police. It was made by, where'd you go? I've lost him. It was made by Brian. And did we have a second for that?
Second.
Ray.
Second by Sam.
Ray.
No, Ray seconded the first one. I seconded the second one.
Yeah, Ray seconded the first one. So motion by Brian, second by Sam. All in favor?
Judy, may I inquire one more question, if you don't mind?
Oh, sure.
Has any other bills been paid like this, where you've just paid out of general capital and no other expense line has been credited?
Is this question to me? Okay. Nothing I'm aware of. If I have a situation like this, I go to the board and, you know, trying to show what's happening to the budget.
No, but I'm saying, other than this payment for the cameras, have there been any other payments that you've handled like this where nothing was approved or you didn't know what account to go to, so you took it out of the general fund and then?
So I tell you, I think most things are straightforward, but when you look at your items, sometimes we have a bill and we, you know, there is no really exact budgetary detail where things are. And for example, in capital, we received, you know, I have to really ask around how we apply certain expenditures, and you know, sometimes it takes extra effort to figure out where things are budgeted.
But have you paid any additional bills other than the bill in question out of general capital?
No.
Thank you.
So all in favor? Any opposed? Okay, so number 9 has been tabled. Why does my computer keep going away? Cut it out. Dr. Conway, you've been very patient. I know you went over most of the Twin Lakes and this and that. Did you want to like just maybe summarize it a bit and leave us with a...
Sure, it's really just you know, a decision for the board, how they like things to get... for future costs to get paid. So the Board of Ed has approved moving forward with a contract with Twin Lakes to do the monthly reconciliation that I shared, you know, is going to strengthen our internal controls for both the board and the city, and that it will check off one of the items that the audit report had requested that the city begin doing. So it does both of those. It is by a third party, which creates those internal controls, strengthens the internal controls. Just a matter of, do we ask for it in our operating budget, which increases the MBR, or do you want to continue the practice as we have in the past, where it's recorded, like John Acavello's audit was recorded on our ED001, I believe, as an in-kind service from the city. It's still paid for by taxpayer dollars. It doesn't increase the MBR. And I know this board has historically wanted to limit the amount we have to increase the MBR year over year. So I figured I'd bring that decision back to you. And the other piece is, so it's both for the moving forward for the reconciliation, and also for the monthly reconciliation and the annual audit, which is John Acavello's actual fee for the Board of Ed side of the annual audit. And then the other piece is back in October of 2019, the board authorized setting up the non-lapsing account. And I just want to let the board know we're right now at a point where it could go either way, as you know, with special education costs. But we are reaching a point now where we may need to withdraw from that non-lapsing account to cover unforeseen special education costs. But we've been here before, and it's corrected itself before the end of the year. In fact, we've gotten as far as April, and have then things corrected themselves, and we have not had to withdraw. But I do want to let the board know we're at a point again where it if our current expenses continued the way they were, we would exceed the amount budgeted, which would then require us to pull from the non-lapsing account to cover our bills.
And that was the whole point of that. So yeah, that if this happens, you've got some there without having to ask for new money. So
exactly, yeah. It. But out of respect for the board, I wanted to let you know where we are with that right now at this point in the school year.
You're trying to get us to pay for your reconciliations, first off. Number two, we have asked you time and time again, year and year again, after at the budget, why can't we get special ed in-house and hire somebody to do that, and what the cost saving was. I know that Charlie Sampson on the Board of Aldermen has come up and asked you for that. We have been,
Sam,
circles every single year when you come to a budget, special ed education comes up. We have consistently asked you about that. And then lastly, basically what I'm hearing is that you're trying to get us to pay for your reconciliations.
No, we'll pay for it, Sam. The board has asked that we not increase the MBR. So I'm simply, out of respect for that request, which we've received each year, I'm just
giving the putting that decision on the board, how you want me to proceed. As far as the special education, we have brought a significant amount of services in-house through grant funds. We have renovated multiple areas within our buildings to bring those programs in, and they are in. We went from one special education supervisor to two, for one of them specifically to oversee the elementary learning centers that we have built over the past 3 years to bring the programs in-house. And they're now in-house. But even with the in-house programs, there's costs associated with that. And for every child that we receive in district that requires services, whether we perform them in-house where they're less expensive or outside, which we've reduced greatly, there are still costs associated with each student, and they're not your typical costs. They're significant based upon the student's needs. So we have brought many services in-house, and it's happening at three of our schools right now. So at a much less expense than it otherwise would be.
But you're telling me that come April, you're already seeing unforeseen costs.
Because we have
and year after year, you were telling us that the transportation is what was driving these numbers.
No, so transportation is a
portion. Now is gone.
No, transportation is only one part of the cost of special education for children. Whether they're in district or out of district, there's significant cost for some students based upon their needs. And we have a legal obligation to provide the resources to address their special education needs. So it's not that there won't be expenses and expenses won't go up, but it's a far less than they otherwise would be if all students were going out, because you not only have the transportation, as you mentioned, but the cost for the services that we're able to provide in district are sometimes triple that cost outside, sir. So we are reducing costs, but we also get more kids in, and we don't know who's coming through our door every year before the year even starts. And we receive kids throughout the year. And each time we receive a child who's in need of special education services, we have a legal obligation to provide the services. And these are children that were not in our district when we set the budget.
Right.
And okay. Every year it goes up and down.
All right. Well, this is not really, I appreciate your explanation. I appreciate your question, Sam, but this is not really the forum for that. I think we're all set. Is that all you needed to share, Dr. Conway? I think, because you told us quite a bit up front, I know, with the...
Dr. Conway, wouldn't it be theoretical that you could move money within or around your budget to cover the $10,000 for your accounting services? Therefore, the MBR wouldn't increase?
It would come down to the end of the year, Carlo, whether we're able to do that or not.
Because usually every year you do send us a little bit of money back. And
yeah, no question about it.
In the grand scheme of things, $10,000 is, with your budget and with the whole city budget, not a very large number. So I'm sure there would be a way for you to keep it within house and not alter any of your services as well, or affect the city services.
And the original is a total of 24, and then to get everything in place where it is, it's 10,000 each year after that for the monthly reconciliation. So it's 9,000 for the 20 to 21 reconciliation. It's 3,000 between July 1st of this year to date. And then moving forward, it's $112 an hour moving forward for the service. And they think it's going to cost, take 6 to 8 hours a month for the reconciliation.
And you feel it's appropriate to do this outside of your office and not within your
office? I do. I talked to our auditor about that as well. They feel that that does create for any district and additional controls. So
I agree with that. Thank you very much.
And again, we could wait till the end of the year. I'm not saying we can't. I'm not asking anybody else to pay for it. I just want to inform the board where we are right now with that particular process.
And Judy, one other just procedural wise, with this, since it's a large amount, would this have to go out to bid, or we wouldn't have to, the Board of Ed could forego that process just to give them a heads up for what they'd have to do in the future?
I'm not sure. I am very, I know we've gone through the going out to bid thing, and I think I have it down, and then it seems like it's different. So I'm not your best source on that, but, and I know it's different for services as opposed to goods and so forth and so on. So that would be something I think to look into. I can't say with all certainty, so I don't want to mislead. All right, any other questions for Dr. Conway?
I have a question. So non-lapsing accounts fund. I'm kind of used to see, you know, like memorandum of understanding what exactly happening to the this fund's accumulation, how much, how it's spent, who approves the spending, who approves appropriation for this fund. So apparently in 2020 fiscal year, we have additional money in an audit not spent from the Board of Education budget. And I think this reads as we need to really approve this money to be able to move to non-lapsing fund. It's not automatic movement. I think this has to go to the board to be allocated as unspent money and move to a reserve for special education 1% fund. This is a question to Judy. Is this how it works? Every year, Board of Ed has to ask to appropriate money from the regular budget to non-lapsing account, correct?
It has been pretty much automatic. I don't remember, we set this up a few years ago. We went through all the, crossed all the T's and dotted the I's then. I am not sure what they set up with the
So I'm reading the minutes and it says that this can only be done at discretion of the finance board to create such account.
We agreed back then because of the very thing that Dr. Conway is saying, how it fluctuates with the special ed because of the students come and go. So they never, it's very hard to budget how much they're going to.
I'm not talking about budgeting. I'm talking about when audit is done, there is a normal movement of moving money from your regular operation budget remaining and set aside, because this has to be really defined moment, how much money we putting aside for special education budget means 1% fund. That's different name. It's a separate reserve created for this purpose.
But this is a technicality, Agatha. This doesn't fall upon us. This, we set the budget, we maintain the budget, and then when there's money left over at the end of the year, we're not involved in saying, now what happens to that money? Our understanding is it falls to the general fund. We have people who come in and say, oh, I didn't use it because this happened, and could you please bring it over for the next year? So we do have some rollovers. And I believe that the education part was set up to be automatic. If they don't use up all their the funding for special needs, it goes into the account for use later. Now, what the percentage is, what the technical operation for that is.
So if this, the weeds. So my understanding, when I'm reading the audit, the auditor really didn't allow assign this remaining balances into reserve. So my dilemma is truly automatic or not, because I don't see this. I'm going by audit. I'm going what auditor is saying in their presentation. And my takeout, my understanding was I need to really go, someone has to go and ask for allocation this money from the reserve, from the fund balance, to be put it in reserve of 1% fund. So the motion, it's not automatic according to audit.
Can you guys see my screen? Is my screen shared?
Yep. Yes.
So this is the from the minutes that I sent Agatha earlier today, from October of 2019, when the board passed this motion. But the motion itself, which allows us to open a new non-lapsing account for funds not spent by the Board of Education by June 30th of each year, that number comes from the auditor that we also shared. This is to be placed in this account and not to exceed 1% of the total operating budget. Now, per 10-248A, at the time this was passed, that's the maximum amount that you could put into that account. A year later, that account, as you may know, was increased from 1% to 2%.
Dr. Conway, just to clarify, and I think you'd be the one to clarify for everyone, you've never come back and asked the board to move money. It just happened automatically?
No. We thought the city was automatically, one, we thought after this motion carried, we thought the city set up the account. So we thought each of the last 2 years, when we gave that money back, that it was automatically being, as this states, placed in that account. We found out subsequent to that's not the case. Nobody ever set up the account.
So you don't have this account and you don't have the money.
The city doesn't have the account and we don't have the money.
Actually, we do have account. I created this account because it's on an audit. So I have to create this account, and I will. And I have created this account. I just need to know the motion, how this gonna work, because right now we just finished audit 2020, which is year behind. And I'm reading from the minutes that look at the unexpended funds. So we can look at that 2020 unexpended funds with the approval of the tax board and special education reason. We should be looking at the actual budget and what we're doing with remaining. So technically, I think we should review this remaining 2020 balance and tax board, with tax board approval, we should move this money into the, but I it's just interpretation of the minutes I'm reading from 2019. So that's why I try to figure out, do we have to do anything else?
What you're saying is it's a matter of when we get to the end of the year, if there's money left over and it doesn't exceed the 2%, that we should make a motion at that meeting to say, just like we roll over other money,
yes,
make a motion to move the money left over, which, by the way, doesn't exceed the 2%, into this account. So it's just the formality of that goes. That's what the auditor's saying, that he'd like to see that in our
minutes. I think it's formality, but also it's kind of, I thought this is has with approval of the tax board. So that's how I read them in the minutes. So this place is an account in this account and not exceed. So the placement movement, the placing money, it's a movement and we're moving lots of money around except this one. So
the tax board doesn't care. We were asked, would you approve us to set up this fund? And we did. We thought it was a great idea and the law permitted it, right? Nobody ever came back and said anything about the mechanics of it. So
that's why I was kind of looking for some mechanics. I write up if there was one, because usually when you create new fund, you have a kind of technicality displayed how this is done, because it's a yearly thing.
But that's not us, Agatha. We're not accountants.
Yeah, so that's why I wonder if anyone was...
I could tell you lots of things to do, but it probably
yeah, but I was kind of just getting clarification. If you don't care, that
it's not that we don't care.
No.
It was never put to us. We're not the accounting department. It was never put to us. We were asked, can we create this account and can we do this as per the law? And we said, yes, we can include this. And this can be used in the budget. Nobody ever said, well, okay, then you got to make a motion this or that. That's for the auditor or for you or for whoever to come tell us, oh, tax board, you need to do this every year. And we'll say, okay.
Okay, yeah. So that's why I'm a question. So for Dr. Conway, do you want to have something for our own sake? We understand how this works for me and for you, because I'm learning and I would like to get something like in a writing maybe. Not just reading the minutes, because that's a big thing. It's a yearly thing, has to be kind of straightforward, but I'm looking for language, how to, you know, I can present to you that, you know, we go with specific fund, non-lapsic account, and we're going to move forward this way or the other, because it's already set up, but I just need to know how things works.
Judy, wouldn't it make sense though, at the end of the year, that becomes an agenda item, even if the vote is a formality and then it's in the record, right? Dr. Conway would say, I had an extra $100,000 I'd like to put into this non-lapsing account. We vote on it and then there's a record in the minutes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know what needs to be done to establish that as a yearly thing.
I love that, Ray.
Yeah, I think you need to do
that's
that.
A good idea, and then Ray.
The problem is, I don't know if we have a structure, an Uber structure, that says, oh, the tax board does this and this time of year, this and this time of year. We're very driven by the motions that come to us. You see what I'm saying?
That's why it was.
Your tax board chair is not going to know.
I understand that. I don't think the onus is. I mean, Dr. Conway, when you settle your accounts and you reconcile at the end of the year and you sit with Agata and you figure out what money should go into this account, then you have your finance director put an agenda on a tax board meeting.
Yeah, just ask to add it to the agenda. We're ready, we know what we want, it's all set, and then just the motion goes in, because there should be a meeting every month, especially at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, I love it.
So why don't we put that in a formal way of a motion, so then the next board and Dr. Conway, they're all squared away and ready to go.
Yeah, we should do that. And then it's in the minutes.
At the end of the fiscal year, whoever is the superintendent or the chair of the Board of Ed come and request the finances be moved and set a number and give us a breakdown of why they came up to that number. And then the tax board makes that formal motion, and it's in writing, it's in the history books, and everyone knows, and therefore the Board of Ed can't say, no, we want a 50 and you gave us 20, or vice versa, and everyone's clear and right to the point, and we have no problem.
Yeah, I think the auditor is onto something here. So
can we use the language out of the actual statute that's on the screen, just so everything's consistent?
Sure. You gonna go for it, Carlo?
No.
Mine's not highlighted now.
I think Ray had a good idea, so I'll second whatever Ray.
Hey, Ray, you want to make a motion? I think Ray wants to make a motion. This can be your last motion, Ray.
Yeah, I know.
Ray Bowers motion. Go for it.
It could be the whole thing.
Is that what you're thinking, Dr. Conway? That
it'd be it makes it so clean, and it's directly aligned to the statute. So the statute gives you the authorization to do this. So I think, why not align it to the actual statute?
Okay. All right. Let me rattle this off.
A copy of that?
What?
I'll send a copy to you, yes.
Thank you.
Louise is getting nervous. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, so I'll make a motion at the end of every fiscal year, notwithstanding any provision of the general statute or any special act, municipal charter, home rule, ordinance, or other ordinance, the Board of Finance, having a Board of Finance, the Board of Selectmen in Derby, having no Board of Finance or the authority making appropriation for the school district for the town, may deposit into a non-lapsing account any unexpended funds from the prior fiscal year from the budgeted appropriation for education for the town, provided one such deposited amount does not exceed 2% of the total budget appropriation for education for such prior fiscal year. Two, each expenditure from such account shall be made only for educational purposes. And three, each expender shall be authorized by the local board of education for such town. These funds to be voted on by the Board of Taxation at the appropriate time.
I'll second that.
Does that sound right, Dr. Conway?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
All right, everyone in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded it?
Carlo.
Carlo. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carlo.
Okay, all in favor? I may have said it twice. I apologize.
Aye. Yep.
Okay. Sounds like it.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, you should, is that good, Agata?
I think it gives me clearance like how this works. Because okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Anything else? All right. Well, before we adjourn, I would like to thank this board for all the hard work you've done. A great board, very nonpartisan. It was a pleasure to work with you guys, an honor to work with you guys, I would say, and all our users. I want to thank everyone. And for those who are returning, I wish you luck. If anyone wants any information or help, anything at the beginning with anything on the budget, I would be very available to help you. If you don't need anything and don't come to me, it will not hurt my feelings one bit. I'm good either way. Same with you, Agate. If there's anything I can shed light on from the past, I would glad to help. So
thank you.
With that in mind,
Think that we should thank you as well for being
absolutely, absolutely
giving us some
My pleasure.
That it's not an easy or easy task or a thankful task, and most of the time you take the brunt of everyone's anger for the board. So we appreciate that. It's been a pleasure working with everyone as well.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Appreciate that.
I second that motion.
All right. Okay. All in favor who makes a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Carlo.
Second.
Who was
by
it?
Ray.
Ray. All right. All in favor?
Right.
All right. We are adjourned for the last time.
Thank you, holidays, folks.
Have a good day, everyone.
People aren't coming back. Ray's not coming back. I'm not. Sam's not. I think Rob and Chris are.
I'm not.
I think Carlo, you're coming back, aren't you?
No, not me.
You're not coming back?
No.
The babies come, Carlo.
Oh, babies.
February.
Oh, my goodness.
February.
Congratulations.
Two babies, not just one.
Awesome. Oh, geez.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Congratulations, Carla.
Thank you very much.
That's exciting stuff. Absolutely. Brian, are you coming back?
No, I'm going to be an alderman. So.
Well, that's right.
Double
okay.
Dipping. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a little much. Oh, yeah, congrats on that. So,
congrats.
Yeah. I don't know who else is coming back besides Chris. Chris and...
Rose.
Rob?
Chris and Rose, that's it.
Chris and Rose, that's it.
Rose.
Mike Ray.
And Rob.
Yeah, and Rob.
And Mike Ray.
Oh, Mike Ray, yep. He's coming back. So you guys should have one of those training sessions again, if I were you, like we had one way back when we were all new, where we go through so people kind of understand how it works and how the government's working and the charter and all that.
We have all trained people. What training?
Yeah.
No, we did a seminar last time about, I'm saying about 10 years ago, it just happened that everybody on the tax board was new. and nobody knew how it worked or anything. So we had a, I think it was like an all day, maybe, or a few hours in the morning, a few hours in the afternoon. We had people come in from the, we had the Board of Aldermen come in and talk to us about the mayor, the city administration. We talked about the charter. We talked about just the tax board duties, kind of how the whole thing fits together. I think people found it helpful. We had the, what do you call the guys? The Freedom of Information came in. Had all sorts of different things we went over just to kind of get everybody on the same page when we started. It was, I think it was helpful. I think everybody really enjoyed the refreshments we had in the middle. I still have that notebook, by the way, if anybody wants it, wants to borrow it, the whole outline of the seminar we did. Because if you can have a lot of new people, and I think you would enjoy that, Agata.
Yeah, I would like to borrow it. Maybe you can reuse it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool if they did something like that and you were involved as well to get everybody on the same page. And probably like Dr. Conway and some of our, you know, main users, maybe Jerry, maybe people like that.
Nice.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.